Katara's back.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Toph Beifong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow keys.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on!
Shuffle on. I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongWuFang.net. I'm your main host for today, Dylan, and I'm joined by several co-hosts today, first of which is Abby.
Hello.
Yeah, and Abby is back after a while of being off, and again, she is Splendy on the DH forums. And again, and after a while, AJ.
Hello.
Yeah, AJ. A lot of people back from not being here for a while. And AJ is AGD08, I think. On no places, but whatever. And also Jake.
Hello.
And Jake isn't last this time, but...
Sweet.
Yeah, and he's Pool Dude, of course. And Jody.
Hey.
And Jody is QB on DF. And also Melanie.
Hello.
Melanie is... Black Cat, and Joe.
Hello.
And Joe, of course, is Hoisty on, or Pimptatious on DongWuFang.
Or Joe.
And making her first appearance is Ruth.
Salute.
And Ruth is Dukester on DongWuFang as well. So Dukester. 7 co-hosts today. A lot of people. And no Kevin segment.
Yes.
Yeah, no Kevin segment because, of course, he's taking his break. And another thing to note is that we're recording this at 12 a.m. on Friday night.
Yeah!
So if we get...
Yeah,
9 for Abby. 12 for everyone
else. Right for the Canadians, right?
Oh, yeah, the Canadian time.
Or the Canadians,
I'm not even going to try to figure out the Canadian time, but...
No, it's like 10 o'clock there.
It's 10.
Oh, see, I was right.
10 for Deuce. 10 for Ruth, 1 for Keeley, so... And yeah, so we're starting a new recording time. Usually we record Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So now I'm going to start recording Fridays 12 a.m. Eastern time. So that means we're going to have a ton more people on, and the podcast is going to be a lot more crazy. And that means Kevin is going to be reunited with our segment, probably.
Yeah.
So maybe starting next week, Kevin's going to be back with us. And he still might do some of his guest interviews, but it's not going to be like week to week. So we're going back to our old format, and that's going to be great. So send questions to podcast@dongwufang.net. Send us questions you have about Avatar for the mailbag segment. And you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, and the podcast page is dongwufang.net/podcast. And today's podcast will start with news and views, of course, on Avatar and DongWuFang. We'll move to an episode discussion on 307, The Runaway. We will then move to our thoughts segment, which is just like randomly, it's a new segment I've made it. It's kind of like Dylan's rant segment, except without the rant. So I'm just going to be talking about random stuff that comes to my mind.
Just Dylan.
Which in this case is the most important topic. If you're going to listen to one segment, listen to the thoughts segment, because it's really good. And then impromptu, I'm just saying so myself. And yeah, then impromptu, crazy impromptu today. Then mailbag, and we'll close it out. So, lots of segments, but probably not going to last more than 10 minutes each.
Lots of segments, lots of people.
Oh yeah. So, if this podcast sucks, blame all the co-hosts, not me.
Nah, it's all Dylan's fault.
Okay, so let's move on to the news. In your DongWuFang news this week, come to DongWuFang Premiere Chat every Friday when there's a new episode. Chat is dongwufang.net/forum/chats. And episode previews, yeah, I've said this like the past 3 podcasts, so yeah, we'll just put episode previews out when there's a new episode somewhere. And yeah, there's a new fire skin on DongWuFang by Jake. And
everybody loves it?
Yeah, it's actually really good. Okay, yes. So in Avatar news, UK situation, I don't have anything to yell about today because no more episodes have aired, which is good, and hopefully it'll stay that way. And also, the ratings haven't gone above 3.2 million for the first six episodes. Avatar and the Fire Lord was not ranked among the top 20, and the top 40 was not released for some reason. So, yeah. Get your friends to watch the show. I don't know. At this point, I don't think Avatar is going to hit until the end of the season, but it better hit at the end of the season. It better hit hard, so we'll see what happens in that. Any comments on the news?
Take into consideration that Avatar is actually doing quite well on iTunes.
Yes. Let's not bring that up, AJ, because that kind of counters my whole argument for the rating. So I've been trying to refrain from bringing up the other areas where Avatar is succeeding.
Oh my god.
Avatar isn't succeeding on TV, but it's succeeding extremely well online. So,
you know, you gotta blame Nick for that one, because Friday nights, let's be honest, Friday nights 8:30, where are most kids? Not at home watching TV.
Most high school kids are,
I don't know about you, but I'm in front of my TV.
Well, us people who have no life are gonna be watching Avatar at 8:30, but most people would be out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the episode today.
Half-Life.
I have a Half-Life.
You have Half-Life too.
Isn't that a game?
Yeah, exactly. See, I had to say that because I have no life. So yeah, let's move on to our episode discussion.
So you have to include us in your no life.
Before things get too off topic. This week's new episode was The Runaway 307, and new episodes are airing Fridays at 8... I left something out again. Fridays are airing Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time until November 23rd. November 16th. What? No, November...
Oops. What? They pushed it back.
Wait, what?
Yeah, November 16th.
Yeah, November, they're airing every week until November 16th. Isn't that great? So, basically, what happened was Nick decided to delay the 310-311 movie until November 30th. And I actually think that's a genius move, but they could have decided that earlier and not surprised us with it. But whatever. So yeah, you don't get... There's going to be a week break in between 309 and 310. And here's the part people are going to get mad at. 310, all day, SpongeBob Marathon, SpongeBob SquarePants, Atlantis.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so hopefully they do a lot of advertising. If they do Avatar advertising in there, then it'll work.
Advertising.
Advertising.
Can we get Avatar and... to, like, Rampage Nick and get him in their right minds?
Yes.
Yeah. Now which brings a question to mind. And after 311, we're obviously going to have a break. How long do you...
Joe, you can't transfer into anything when there's nothing...
No transferring. It's since we're talking
about
airtime.
That's just a serious question. The break is going to be probably until end of January.
Okay,
most likely.
Originally, Jake, the plan was originally like mid-January, right? But I guess now we're kind of getting the impression that it might be early February.
Because
we haven't heard anything.
Why don't you be like another 10 months?
That it's
would
not
going to
be another 10 months. Oh, yeah.
When in doubt, watch one hour.
Oh my god. The show's never going to end.
Okay, so yeah. Let's actually discuss the episode now.
Okay.
All right.
I liked it.
Dylan, I don't care what you
We're
say. It was a good
impression.
Episode.
It's a good episode.
The reason why I'm going to have nothing to comment on this episode is because I've only watched it once. And usually I want to watch an episode at least three times before discussing it here, but to no avail since I watched it legally on TV at 8:30, and I didn't feel like watching it on Nick 2, so whatever. So basically the main theme of this episode was Toph and Katara's relationship developing. And it didn't really develop at all, since it just went back to where it was before this episode and in good terms right after, so it was pretty much pointless. Any comments on that?
I think they'll stop fighting from now. I think they've got enough of a heavy relationship. Like, they've gone through a lot now. They'll stop fighting.
Yeah, I guess it was...
I doubt that.
No, I think this was the conclusion to the... So they flashbacked. They did in the previous Avatar, they had the chase. So this was really, like, concluding what happened in the chase. But why the 7th episode of season 3 when something humongous is about to happen? I'm just going to be making this point so many more times.
Because maybe they forgot to put it in or something.
Well, everything we explained in this episode, regular fans could basically infer about it, like, through their knowledge of Toph and Katara.
Oh, yeah.
Like, could have guessed it.
Yes, I just don't think the Toph-Katara relationship had that much of a point in this episode. I mean,
it's not exactly that important.
Yeah, I mean, well, in the overall scheme of things, Toph and Katara's relationship is not going to affect 310, 311, or the finale. And that's going to be the two main things I'm going to be talking about next segment. But, see, I don't know. And people talk.
They're still leading up to the 310 business, and I don't really see them doing anything.
Yeah.
Extremely plot ridden. Right,
Jody's talking from spoilers, so ignore that, but basically
I'm not talking from spoilers. I'm just saying ever since
Yeah, that wasn't Jody, Jake. Or Dylan. Yeah,
that's Ruth? Is that Ruth or Jody?
Yes, that's Ruth.
See, I'm getting confused.
Wow.
Or is that Abby? I have no idea.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Not me.
That one was Ruth. That one was Ruth.
I think you guys are switching off and confusing me. I'm doing this on purpose.
I can tell the difference. Oh my god.
Okay, so,
Oh my god.
Ruth talks about spoilers as well, because they both watched them illegally, but, basically...
I wasn't talking about spoilers.
Nothing else is going to happen. For some reason...
No, just let her finish her statement.
No, she did finish her statement.
Oh,
she said nothing else... Okay. Well, I mean, there's so much they could be doing before the finale right now. Like, realistically, they should be preparing for the final battle. I mean, we know it's not going to be the final battle, but...
Yeah, but how are they going to make episodes about them preparing instead of, like, going through
these episodes?
The episodes leading up to the invasion are going to have to be filler like that.
I'm trying to refrain from talking about what I'm going to talk about next segment here, but there's one major thing that could be going... Actually, two. Zuko. Why isn't Zuko in this episode?
No point.
I mean, usually
because
I'm not going to complain.
The fangirls getting distracted from the basic plot.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Usually I'm not going to complain about Zuko not being in an episode, but... You know, he needs to develop right now in order to get to one of two things during the finale. He needs to go quickly. I don't know why they're not showing
him. See, if you put Zuko into an episode like this, that's kind of distraction. Like, it's a very distracting episode. Like, you can get distracted from it so easily.
But there's nothing to distract from. There's no plot.
Concentrating on his part of the episode.
No, actually,
she's
right.
Zuko would have been so good to this plot. I mean,
yeah, but you can't, like, when you put Zuko and Iroh in, they have really important, like, plot lines.
And so
putting
does
them
Aang
in
the gang. Aang and Katara are the main plot of the show,
but,
not Kat
yeah,
Aang.
I know.
Oh my god.
I
can hear
Kat Aang, but the main plot of the entire...
But
no,
they're
no,
moving...
I'll get
oh
into
my
this
god,
next
no.
segment. I'll get into this next segment, seriously, guys. But, okay, what I'm trying to say is that Zuko needs to be in a position during 310, 311. I thought he would be gone. Now it looks like he's not going to be gone. But... He has. If he's just going to be fighting for the Fire Lord, that means he hasn't developed at all during these first few episodes. I mean, Iroh told him what he had to do, but that was pretty much it.
Iroh can tell Zuko things 3 or 4 times, but it's not going to sink in until about the 5th time.
Well, this was the first time Iroh told Zuko something straight up. He said it last in 306, exactly what Zuko needed to do in order for the world this peace to be restored to the world, because... I mean, there's always the factor of what I'm going to get into next segment, but Zuko is one of the two main factors here, so we'll see. And yeah, I know I'm leaving you all like, what are you going to talk about next segment? And I'll get into that. Okay, next thing is Aang and Sokka relationship. I just wanted to say that it's getting, like, more... It's still more friendly and stuff like that.
It's become brotherly?
It's like they're brothers
brotherly.
And stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
What I'm trying to
say
here is that Sokka's not going to be mad when Aang and Katara kiss. Okay, Toph character development.
Oh, my god.
Jeez.
By the way, all this Kat Aang has a point. You will see this next segment. Toph character...
Katara's going to happen.
Jake, Joe, shut up. see, you two both say the same thing.
Katara's going to happen.
Toph's character
exactly.
development... You know,
wow.
The same thing about Toph didn't really develop here. I mean, she learned, my parents do exist. How is that developing
That's
her character?
Slight development.
Well, doesn't
slight.
She already know she has parents?
I think she did already know. So.
Well, that's us learning. That's us learning that she actually does miss them. It's not developing her character, it's telling us that she misses them.
Yeah, so basically it wasn't worthy of an episode of season 3. Okay, next.
It was nice development for Toph, because everyone
it's
was...
It's nice to know that she cares about her parents.
Toph. Now we get a Toph episode, so there you go. People.
This was a pretty bad Toph episode, though. I would have liked
it. I liked it. It was very clever. It had any good animation.
Blind
jokes.
Speaking of good
blind jokes are awesome. Oh my god.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But speaking of good animation.
Blind jokes are not funny.
Speaking of good animation, Nick and Katara.
Blind jokes are hilarious.
Yeah, so Katara.
No, I'm the best friend blind. Be nice.
Oh man, that sucks.
Katara.
Oh my god.
Katara was. I'm talking about Katara naked. I think the guys want to listen here.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Katara was bathing under the cliff. I don't know why I put this in that line, but it was just pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
Because you were just waiting for this moment for the entire series.
I know. I was like, please.
Yes, thank you, Josh.
See, now you admit Josh Hamilton's an amazing writer. Even though I actually this is one of his worst episodes ever.
Dylan, you were really that excited about
that
one?
No, I really wasn't. I was excited about nothing during this episode.
I think that's because there was no interaction.
Yeah, there was no. Actually, it's the fact that I learned about what Katang actually means. And there is none in the episode file. Yeah, this is what the next segment's going to be about. And Jake's like, stop it before you spoil everything. Okay, Combustion Man.
Yes.
Sparky Boom. Sparky Sparky Boom. I think it was Sparky Boom. Was it?
I really like that name. It was Sparky Sparky Boom.
Sparky Boom sounds better, though. Okay, yeah, so Sokka's...
No, it doesn't. Sparky Sparky Boom is best.
So I think I'm going to have to call him Sparky Sparky Boom for the rest of the podcast and ever.
I was going to call him The Dude.
The dude.
Where's the Combustion Man?
Sokka eventually named him Combustion Man. Oh, what about him? He's still amazingly awesome. He's like like 8 feet. Oh my god, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He was like, he had to duck to get into the room. It was crap.
It's awesome how he doesn't talk. I think that's a really cool way of portraying him.
Yeah, it's great.
Imagine it when he finally talks, he's gonna have this really obnoxious high girly voice. Hang on.
He better not talk. He better not.
Now, see, I imagine that he's gonna be mute.
He might be mute. That's an interesting
thing. Actually, he might be mute.
He's mute and he falls in love with Toph because they both have disabilities. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my god. I was just thinking the same thing.
That's like Toph shedding.
It's
the hidden message within this story.
The hidden message, like the hidden story.
Yeah. Okay, blind jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best part of the episode. The blind jokes were the best part. And I started cracking.
Oh, I got like a million.
It sounds like a piece of paper.
Blind jokes are funny.
Yeah, they are.
No.
In this show, they are.
Toph blind jokes are funny. Blind jokes in general are disrespectful. Best blind joke I made.
Yeah, I've never seen Toph so pretty.
Joe, shut up.
What's with that high pitch laugh, by the way, Joe? Just out of curiosity.
Off topic. Okay, yeah, blind jokes. That was the best part of the episode for me. That and Naked Guitar were the only two good things in the episode.
Yes.
So yeah, that brings up... let's do quality of the episode first. I think the writing was awful, and the direction was good. So I'm pretty much trashing the person who wrote 202 here, and that's pretty... I have to hate an episode.
I have to say I liked the writing. I liked how they did the gambling and stuff, and then Katara tried to go along with it after she tried to be friends with Toph.
I like the capture thing. The writing was good. I think that
the writing was okay.
I actually think that Aaron E. Haas might be in fault here because I don't know. It's just maybe the collective writing team, but why would they be making this episode in this position? I just don't understand it.
They made a Toph development episode with lots of humor.
But we're in the heart of season 3.
They're going up and up. They've got things to develop, and they're developing them. What else are they going to do?
You're done with character development at this point. The only thing you can develop is relationship development, and they're trying to do Toph and Katara here. No, I'm not talking about Katang. Relationship refers to two people, and what there is between them, as in friends, family... And also happens to be romance in terms of Aang and Katara, but that's not what I'm talking about here. It's
Plutonic.
That... Yes, thank you for that insight, Joe. Well, I don't even remember what I was saying now. It's 12:30 a.m. I just don't.
Awesome.
Toffing,
Dylan, they have to put episodes in to build to the invasion.
Yeah, they should be developing characters. Relationships are so important at this point. Season 2 was for character development. I mean, why? You can't develop characters when there are only 14 episodes left. You don't have time.
You can develop characters.
It depends on your development. Like, we're developing Zuko, even though we're far along.
No, Zuko's not developing anymore. Zuko's development is done. Zuko is developing in relations to Iroh, Ozai, Azula, Ursa, all those people. And that's going
to
determine the path he takes. Yeah, it's not him. We already know who Zuko is. He's an idiot, confused teenager.
And he's
emo.
He's emo, exactly. So basically, I don't know, I just expected better. It's just whatever.
Well,
and I thought the animation was good.
Like, you've got the Combustion Man aspect, the little mini villain, but and it's not totally going into the invasion plan plot, but it's a great episode on itself, and it still it goes into all the other episodes.
If this episode was during if this episode was during the first four episodes, I would have loved it. Now, after 306, I expect a lot more from these upcoming episodes. I mean, I'm going to be disappointed by 308, I can tell you that already. And everyone who's seen it is like, OMG, it's an amazing episode. But I'm going to be disappointed by it. I haven't even seen it yet.
No, you're not, man. Trust me.
I haven't even seen it. No. And I'm going to be disappointed by 309, except for that one scene.
No. Oh, my God.
309 will be disappointed. 308 is like an amazing
episode.
Corniest line
ever.
Yeah, but so basically, I haven't... Whatever. So, basically the invasion's gonna come on its own, and I don't understand why, and it's gonna take away from the experience for me. Okay, this is good transfer in the next segment, but what's next for the gang? Apparently more random villages to Fire Nation towns, and...
When are they gonna sum up all the loose ties they created?
What's next for Zuko? I don't know. I am in a point where I'm stumped by Zuko's character right now. He hasn't been going anywhere, and he's not going anywhere fast, which means he must be going somewhere. Exactly.
Yeah. And Iroh, too, of course.
Okay, so Iroh, we'll see. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I just don't feel like talking about the current state of the season right now. But, oh, by the way, I don't mean it's bad. I love Season 3. Oh, yeah, let me talk about people who are hating on Season 3. Specifically, this one person on DH who specifically said that the quality of Season 3 is down from Season 2. Okay, Season 3 is more like Season 1, actually. And it is in the fact that it's more structured. Season 1 had the specific structure of, like, Zhao the villain, Zuko hunting Aang, and they have to visit the North Pole. That was the specific structure. Season 2 was all over the place. And it was really good, but it was all over the place. But it was also... I'm not going to say bad, but it was sporadic. And it was sometimes... It sometimes led to some weird things. And you never knew where it was going. And that might have been bad. Season 3 is structured. And we see we've got the invasion here. And we've got the finale here. And they're saying we've got to work to there. And then we've got to cut some corners. We have some major... We have to finish off the main plot of the season. And we have to go here. And it's not that it's worse than Season 2, it's just a different format. Seriously. And I love it, really. I think Season 3 so far blows Season 2 out of the water, but... And I'm not comparing any of them to Season 1, but... It's not bad. I don't think this is I don't think this is a problem with any of our listeners, but just some people in the fandom. Like, that.
Yeah.
So let's rate the episode. Let's go down this huge list of co-hosts, which like half of haven't talked. So I'm gonna give it a 6.5, maybe less than that. 6 or 6.5. Abby is not here. Oh, she is.
Like a 7.
7. Okay, AJ.
I don't get it just because I've seen it more than once.
What?
I'd give it an 8 just because I've seen it more than once.
Yeah, you probably have time to, like, analyze it better. Jake?
I'll give it an 8, too.
Jody?
I give it an 8.5, so I really liked it.
Okay.
Yay, Jody!
Melanie?
Eight.
Joe?
7.75.
Oh my god.
Okay, Ruth?
Randomness.
And I give it an 8.8.
Okay, you guys are crazy, but... seriously,
no, don't let me outnumber you. Maybe you're the crazy.
You're gonna be blown
yeah.
up. No, seriously.
Yeah, you're the crazy one.
You guys just no, seriously. You guys are gonna understand if we're right now, because we're just gonna go. We're gonna go to the thoughts segment, and this is gonna blow you out of the water. What I'm gonna say, really.
All right.
So yeah, let's move on to that. Okay, so this is the first of our thoughts segment, which is basically the random segment, which is basically Dylan's rant segment without the rant, if that makes any sense. Okay, so...
That, again, paradox.
Basically, this is what I want to cover.
No sense at all.
Here is the topic I want to cover, basically, from this podcast and every single other podcast on until we're done. I want to cover this topic every single week. And you're like, whoa, what topic would be that awesome? And think back, what was our most important podcast ever? Anyone?
Shipping?
In your case, shipping.
No, what was the most important podcast we've ever had?
The first one.
Oh, no. Five. You said five.
Not
you said five.
Yes,
not
number
fifth.
Five.
Not
fifth.
Fifth
podcast.
You said five earlier.
Fifth podcast because I told you. But first of all, that was our new format. But also we had the most important discussion in the entire history of the podcast, which was Avatar State versus no Avatar State. And basically what me and... It was basically... I think Jake was there, but he wasn't talking. So it was me and Kevin... And we came to the agreement that Aang would either have to completely let go of Katara or completely let go of the Avatar State, and it would have to be one of the extremes. Now I see that we're both wrong, and I'll get into that, but first I want to start with this. And this topic has much to do with Cat Aang, so please, let it... Joe and Jake, don't, like, stop me. And Jake's not going to because he understands the seriousness of this, but...
I'm not gonna stop you.
Okay,
this is not
from UK spoilers, but I learned this a while ago, and I was gonna reveal it about now anyway. But of course, the UK spoilers ruined that. That Aang and Katara kiss in a future dream sequence.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So basically,
this isn't important at all because it's just like Aang probably has these dreams every night. But what's interesting about this, and what several. And I wouldn't have thought anything of this sequence other than that it was just, like, funny. If two of the smartest people I know, Avatar people I know, didn't bring it up, that Maurice and Jason both said that usually in a TV show, and I think Jake may have even too, that when they have a dream sequence a little later on, they usually have the exact same thing. The only thing that this could affect, because we're going to get into the finale, is that this could mean... You know, I really want to work backwards here because this would make a lot more sense if I worked backwards. What do you think, Jake?
I think you're confusing yourself.
Oh, sure.
No, let's go for 3:10. This could affect the 3:10-3:11 movie, and in the fact that they still think this is the final battle. I think that this is one of the major flaws in the writing this season is that they're not anticipating that this is the final battle enough for Aang, and it's not working, really. So, if this was indeed the final battle, Aang would not kiss Katara. I mean, that actually made sense.
Silence.
No,
first off, why don't you just take out two knots and just say kiss Katara?
Because I'm saying, like, he's... Ignoring the fact that there's a dream sequence in 309, Aang will not be kissing Katara at all before the invasion because, you know, it's like going to be rushed and everything.
Yeah, and for the record, he's not spoiling anything because if you look at the 309 title, it has the word daydreamed in it.
Yeah, whatever. This is one of my inside spoilers. I had this way before season 3 started, but whatever. And Jake's like, you have inside spoilers? Yes. And,
yeah.
So basically, the possibility is that they repeat this in the dream sequence before the invasion starts. But, you know, that would be very random. I have to say, no matter how much it would make sense for it to happen, it would also be random if Aang and Katara kissed.
Yeah, why is it that whenever they introduce something that's totally predicted, they have to do it in the most random way?
No, just you know, how you talk. Joe, you don't know. So, I'm just going to have to skip over this, because what's... now I'm going to have to start what's in the finale. This, guys, I'm going to say it right now, this is not spoilers, this is speculation, and all my speculation is based on spoilers, but not it's not, it's set in stone, okay? So, I've gotten this from several places, and I put it together, but... Basically, in the finale, how do I say this without spoiling it?
Just say it, and don't worry.
No, because I'm not ruining the finale for you guys. The main theme of the show is going to be presented in the finale. And what that main theme is you guys should be able to interpret it by now, because I've said it a couple times.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I get it.
And it's the fact, the main theme is going to be resolved. You know, for the longest time, I've thought Avatar is just a compilation of many things together, and that there's no real one thing. But now that I kind of know what's going to happen, it's just all becoming so obvious, and that's why I was totally content with, like, Avatar and everything Wednesday night, or Thursday night. It's just, everything makes sense once you hear about it. Just the fact from the third episode until the season one finale, until the season two premiere, until the season two finale, until the season three finale. Okay, so, Aang and Katara are gonna kiss twice in the finale. Okay, I'll say that right out here.
Thank you.
I'll say that right here.
Hey!
That's not what I'm spoiling, because that doesn't really matter. But it's the fact why they kissed twice, and this is bigger than Kadang. And it's not that anything can be bigger than Kadang. It's that I actually said the same thing in the fifth podcast.
Before you spoil this, I think I have an idea.
I don't care because you wouldn't say it right. But
all right, fine.
Guru Pathic has his own method, and so does Avatar Roku. Obviously, learn from a different method. And Aang's not gonna have time to learn Avatar Roku's method, so it's Guru Pathic or bust, really, here. So, of course, you pretty much say, like, from what I've said so far, we're just back to square one in the season two finale, right?
No.
Well, we're kind of gonna have to learn something else. I don't know if Guru Pathic's gonna come back, but either Aang's gonna, talk to Roku, and Roku's gonna teach him about chakras, or something, because there's a loophole in the chakras. And everyone's like, oh, see, I saw that one coming. Because that was, most people thought that, but... Okay, I so want to say this straight out, but...
Can I say it?
No,
don't say it.
No.
I have no information backing it.
319, Aang and Katara are going to have a scene. And it's not TKSD, it's like Kiss, but...
Aww. Oh my
god.
So fun.
And then that scene, there's gonna be two scenes in the finale where I expect to be on the ground in tears. I'm serious. And I never cry. I never cry. So, and...
Oh, okay, I can change that.
The fact that I'm expecting these... this is... 319 is going to be such an emotional episode. I mean, just the fact that scene between Aang and Katara, it's going to be sad, hopeful, amazing, romantic, and...
Now you're going to make me cry.
And it's going to be we can do this together, all at the same time.
And I swear to God, if you East Coast people spoil it for me, you're going down.
Oh, I'll get into that, but...
West Coast, East Coast.
You'll, Giga Flight murder me.
And then after that, Aang... See, this is, as we said last podcast, Katara is the world for Aang, and in order to save the world, Aang has to give up the world. So basically,
you really look into this.
Basically, he has to take a huge chance here, and he's gonna have to try to give up what he loves most in order to save what he loves most, and. After, he's going to be able to get back what he loves most, and that's the most important thing. He's going to be able to get it back. He's going to be able to give up what he went for in 319 and get back what he had before then.
So, I think I get it.
Hopefully, I'm saying this in such a way that you probably don't get it, but hopefully, what was I going to say? He never has to use what he did in 320 ever again. After
you definitely spoiled that, man.
Hopefully
that
not.
Because 320 worked out so well.
And then after...
Oh, yeah.
After they're done, and Aang finds the loophole in the chakras and goes back to what he was before, then it's going to be another Cat Aang kiss. And the end of 320, and maybe ZKSV ending, but I doubt it.
No. Really, no.
Totally.
Not that anyone knows what that means, but...
Yeah, no one except...
Yeah, I think only three people.
I think only the people on the podcast right now know what that means. It's pretty
What's
sad.
It mean?
No, it's QB, you,
okay, we don't need
and
a list
Jacob.
Of people who know about it. But
they're going to be bugging us to know what it is.
Yeah, so...
No, they already know who knows.
So after, they're going to have another kiss, and... This is going to be... I think, actually, I'm going to change the time. I'm going to cry three times during the finale.
Oh, my God.
Both of the kisses and Zuko dying. But...
Dylan, you're degrading yourself. Men don't
film
cry.
This. Film this. Oh, to blackmail.
Cried. Film, yes, Dylan.
Yourself.
Film it with the web.
So basically...
Yeah, Dylan, film this so I can blackmail you with it.
No, basically... shut up. I'm finishing what I'm saying. Is that...
All right, fine, finish.
The resolution of the story and the main plot of the entire show... is that he is able to achieve his goal using what he hated to use, but then also resort back without, and probably never have to use that thing again. And...
Can you just say what that thing is?
No,
we
I can't.
All know
no, he cannot.
Jake's not going to let me, but... see, and then their kiss at the end will be... it's not going to be just Aang and Katara, oh, it's worked that way the whole series. Even though that's enough, that's not it. It's just the whole
it's
main
whole...
plot of the entire show is going to be reflected in those two kisses during the finale. And that makes them double awesome. Seriously.
Double awesome.
They're not just...
Maybe triple awesome.
Oh, you guys were talking when I was saying this on the chat, but you guys were allowed to
awesome
interrupt
for
me.
Awesome for the fifth power.
It's this, and the fact that it all works out in the end.
And
okay.
Everyone lives happily ever after the show ends. And
that's
done.
An interesting. Okay, that brings up the epilogue. Is there going to be a 5 years later scene? So, I personally hope so.
15 years later.
No, not 19's a little much. I personally am hoping for a 5 years later scene, and we see... So,
probably not right away.
Oh, here's my ultimate finale scene, is that Aang and Katara are living somewhere in a... And
Air Temple?
Aang and Katara in a house somewhere in wherever they're living, and Toph and Sokka are, married next door, and Aang and Katara are there. And then we see Katara pregnant, and... and then...
Jeez.
Aang's, comforting Katara and stuff, and then he's like, excuse me, I have to do something for a minute. And he walks outside of their house and goes right up to Zuko's grave, and he starts sobbing. And then we see Katara come out and embrace Aang, and they hug while both crying a ton while Zuko's grave's there. And the scene and the shot pans up towards the sun, reminiscent of the opening, and it just stops there.
As deep as that was,
that
I'm
be
still
my,
sticking
dang,
to my...
That would actually be pretty good.
That would be my ultimate final scene. I don't know, I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be...
As good as that...
Happen, and you're just going to scream.
I would scream so loud if that actually happened.
Now, I'm going to say, as deep as that was, I still like my idea with the sunglasses.
I also like
Aang
being a pimp
suit.
And then taking guitar and Ty Lee. One arm
Yeah. He walks his
head. Okay, so now I'm gonna work backwards, and the fact that you pretty much heard what I kind of know. Remember, this is speculation within spoilers, so
you basically spoiled the finale for me, and I never see that, man.
I didn't spoil the finale because this is the general concept of the show here, and now how this could be reflected in 310, 311, because basically 310, 311 is the finale for the gang. I mean, that's what they're thinking right now. So why wouldn't they have the same scene within 310, 311. That's just what I don't understand right now.
They're unprepared. They don't know everything.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're just not preparing at all I guess.
I guess that's sort of a thing that's leading up to their what's going to happen. Yeah. They're not prepared.
I guess
that's
so.
How
it's just kind of weird because they spent, like, the back half of season two, like, preparing. Yeah. And now they don't, you know.
Well, I don't know. So, basically, Angatar could kiss within 310 before. And maybe after is, like, an embracing thing after they lose, but...
Oh, yeah. Great thing to celebrate.
I know, but, like, come
Hey, we lost. Oh, it's okay, buddy. We tried the best.
So, basically, the finale scenes are there, whether or not they kiss within 310, 311, or anytime 313 to 318, because I think they made there, too, but...
God. They don't want to overdo it, though.
Well, I don't think it's overdoing it, because basically we have learned that two main plots of the show, and what are they?
I don't know.
Catting.
No, not catting.
In your opinion, catting.
They are the Avatar state, and Zuko's sort of the side of the story in general. And I think the three, those are going to be the two main deciding factors of finale. How will the Avatar state and catting work out in the finale? And what is Zuko's going to be? And I pretty much you what the finale... I already presented my Zuko thing before, and I hinted at the finale thing just now, so... You know what I think's gonna happen. And basically, guys, don't expect a huge twist in here, in the finale. I mean, if they had a twist, that might ruin what they've been planning for a while, so... Just don't expect a huge one. I mean, Zuko dying could be a huge twist, but...
That'd be great.
I think it actually would be good for the story, but,
I think they're gonna have more twists along the comet and getting around the comet.
See, I still don't know what the comet's gonna be about,
but
don't expect twists. Don't expect a huge twist in that, like,
I expect a huge twist, and if I don't get one, I'm gonna be incredibly...
Okay, so yeah. I've pretty much spoiled the series for you guys enough, so...
Yeah, thank you, man. By the way, here's what I think's gonna happen. He's gonna lose it.
What do you think's gonna happen anyway?
We did this last time, Joe.
Seriously, though, like, he's actually gonna, like, he's probably gonna die again.
No.
Or something like that.
Die again.
He's nowhere near ready to fight. It's like putting a midget up against a guy.
Die again.
No, Aang's not gonna die.
There's no way to revive him.
Yeah.
They're not gonna
win. They don't have any more spirit water.
He's not going to win on his own. That's like putting a midget up against like a giant.
You've said that twice now. Oh my god. How many times can you use a bad analogy?
I like to say things twice.
Twice, 10%.
Twice.
Yeah.
It's like four, actually.
Yeah,
let's
go to the impromptu. Okay, so this week's impromptu, it's basically not structured at all. This is, like, literally impromptu now. I mean, I have a list of 10 names and who's going to be playing the part, but we're not going to go over who's who. That's just, like, because that might change throughout. And
structure leads to boredness.
Oh, and by the way, we'll get into this later, but Jake's going to, like, reverse this. But yeah, so the basic outline, I just have to read this so it has a little structure in that. The following takes place between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Whoa!
Where were you 5 weeks ago on the day of Saturday at the time 5 a.m.?
Yeah, Jake's like, whoa, he knows that. Yeah, I know, like, no, I know everything past about 24 without ever having watched an episode. It's pretty scary. So
I've never even, like, heard of 24 until, like, a couple days.
Yeah,
like,
so, like, the
best show ever.
Yeah,
oh,
so
my God.
I've heard of it
a month or two ago.
The impromptu takes place around episode 318 before the gang is going to face Ozai once again. So basically this is just what I was talking about, except it's filled with crack and stuff.
Well, I like the once again part.
Okay, so... yeah, we're going to start this little structure and then it's just going to go crazy. So I'm going to try to keep this normal for at least a minute.
Time it.
Katara.
Jesse Flowers here?
Katara, I'm really worried about the attack tomorrow.
You there?
It's important.
Oh, that was definitely Jody Joe.
That was Joe.
Okay, let's start again.
Oh, dear.
Katara, I'm really worried about the attack tomorrow.
Hank, you shouldn't be so worried. It'll go fine, I'm sure.
I'm just worried about everyone I love getting hurt. I'm worried about you, Sokka, Toph, Katara. I just couldn't take it if one of you got hurt tomorrow.
Don't worry, we'll all be together. We'll have the invasion force, too. It'll be fine.
Hopefully. I just... Katara,
What's wrong, Aang?
I worry about you
Come
so much.
Come on, Tickletoe, spit it out!
I worry about you so much, Katara.
It's just, how's he supposed to face the Fire Lord when he doesn't even have his pants?
Shut up!
What?
Katara, I don't know how I'll be able to defeat Ozai. He's like the comet and everything, and I don't even have the Avatar State anymore. Katara.
Don't worry, you'll do the best you can.
What's wrong with your voice, Katara? It sounds kind of high.
Jody, come on. Jody. Let's just start over again. Let's start over.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, my word.
Really worried about the attack tomorrow, Katara.
I know, so am I.
Oh, my God. No.
I'm worried about you, Katara.
I'm not worried about you at all!
Why aren't you worried about me? You're not like me!
Because you need to focus on saving the world!
Oh, okay, so you won't forget you.
Okay, yeah, don't...
Shh,
no.
This is genius.
No.
This is comedic genius. Katara, why don't you care?
I care, but you need to work on saving the world, or else Ozai will kill you!
But you are my world, Katara. I can't understand what you're saying. You have too high-pitched of a voice.
Yo, Foo, didn't your mom ever tell you to set your priorities in order?
Did your voice just get deeper? Steroids?
Yeah, I pulled off one of those wigs in me.
Whoa.
Gee, Katara, what the hell?
Katara's a man now?
What?
Katara's a man now?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
there's like three people talking.
Terrible earthbender. I feel like just totally like bashing you with all these terrible comments just to get your morale down. So then you'll lose terribly tomorrow. I mean, I'm not a spy for Fire Nation. Ha!
Screw you, Toph.
No, I don't need the pen because I'm such a pimp. I could like just be a pimp, and that's like better than all your bending.
Your bending is better than my bending.
My depression and death.
No, my pimpness is better than your bending.
What pimpness, Aang? Come on.
I'm
Aang. What are you talking about?
Like, the pimpness that I'm Sokka, and, like, I don't need to bend, because, like, my name is Sokka. It's pronounced with an Aka. Young ladies, I rock you.
Thank
come
you.
Come on, come on. You feeling it? You feeling it?
Oh, yes. Thank you for quoting the show.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, look, it's Fred!
My name is Fred.
Are you gonna teach me firebending, Fred?
I am a firebending master.
Can you teach me?
Sure!
Okay, let's practice.
Alright.
Firebending? I thought this was Spanish class.
Oh,
okay. I'll start you off with some easy moves.
First, burn yourself.
Okay, what should I do first?
First, burn yourself.
I'm not listening to you, Sok.
First, I will show you the fire flame.
Wow, that's a little repetitive.
Light the chair on fire, then sit on it.
It is a very complex move.
Okay, how do I do it?
It took me months to master.
It took you once? Wow, that's a lot of times.
No, it took me months to master.
Months? I took you
once. It'd probably take you months.
Okay. I only have one night anyway. Let's go.
All right. Stretch your arm out in a forward motion.
Like this.
Oh my god, what the hell did you do?
I stabbed you.
Nah, man, don't listen to him. Just, like, blow a bunch of things up, and the more fires you set, you're doing it right. If you burn down every tree
Saka,
in the forest,
what do you know about
you
fire bending?
Right.
You can't even water bend.
I know everything.
Saka is an idiot.
I agree.
Didn't we just discuss how I'm a pimp? Pimps know everything.
What the heck, Saka? I'm gonna ask for your input.
Are you from Sweden?
Scotland, you moron.
No way.
No way. Can you play the bagpipe for me, Fred? Not you, Saka. You suck
what
at bagpipe.
The heck? I am deeply offended by that.
Oh, yeah? Well, your mom sucks at bagpipe, and she taught you bagpipe. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I never knew my mom, Saka.
No, that really sucks for you, man.
Your mom's dead, though.
Sucker, go away. We are trying to do firebending training.
What's my next move, Fred?
Your next move is kiss the girl.
Okay, how does that work?
Next girl that comes by you, you give her a wet one right on the lips. And I don't mean Jake.
Okay. And look! And look, there is Toph!
No! Katara, come
Where's
here.
Where's Toph?
You must
come
kiss Toph.
Don't kiss Toph, she won't even
you must kiss Toph.
Katara!
You could tell her it's Saka.
Wait, this will totally throw off the entire chemistry of the show. Get Katara!
Yeah,
now.
Where's Katara, Joe?
I'm here right here!
Let's make out, Katara.
Oh my god!
Okay, fine! But I'm not gay!
But you're a girl.
It's very interesting.
Did that work?
But
you do not have.
Perhaps.
You do not have good form.
I don't have good form.
You do not have good form. Let me show you how it is done.
It's all on the hips! It's all on the hips!
That's total ZKSD.
Oh man.
Come on, Angry Ever. It's all.
No,
in
Jody,
the
come
hip.
On.
It's all in the hips.
Wait, how long has she been there?
It's all in, remember, it's all in the hips, guys.
Oh my god.
Fred, I thought you were going to show me an example.
I did.
No, I thought this was bagpipe class, buddy.
I can't talk right now. I'm trying to kiss your woman.
What?
I can't talk right now. I'm trying to kiss your woman.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to kiss your woman, Aang.
I'm gonna get you, Fred.
She's mine. You will not learn firebending then.
Oh, Fred, you better not. You better not play one of those things where you don't call me back.
For the key is tolerance. The key of firebending is intolerance. Is tolerance.
Intolerance?
You must tolerate. You must tolerate others in order to master firebending. Democrat. You must wait and tolerate. I made a rhyme.
I thought that was airbending.
Yeah, come on.
No,
man. Haven't you ever?
That is firebending.
Since when is I thought firebending was about aggression.
Yeah,
no.
Man, just take my word for it, man. As like a brother, you take the, you just light everything on fire. The more things you light on fire, the better you're learning.
You've been listening to that crack Iroh.
Azula calling Fred.
Iroh is such a crack.
Yeah, he was on the pipe back in the day.
Azula, now that is an attractive character.
Oh, well, I've got like a call on the cell phone that hasn't been invented yet.
Fred, what are you doing with Aang? Aren't you supposed to be like getting him in position?
Oh god.
Whoa. Now, Fred's teaching him how to perform for the ladies. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Saying?
Ruth, I don't. Was that
yes. I'm going
Remember,
to Katara
it's
now.
It's all in the hips.
You're interrupting our phone call. Shut up.
What? Did anybody see Tali in the beach? Oh my god.
Oh, that's his
yeah, I saw myself.
Dude. Oh my gosh!
You should go practice a kissing lesson on her, Fred.
Oh no! Verizon dropped my phone call.
Hey, just remember, next time you try to kiss a girl, yes, don't give her CPR.
What's Verizon, May?
Just stab
Verizon
the phone.
Sucks. Verizon mad sucks, yo.
What are you talking about?
You interrupted a phone call.
I have no idea.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Fred? Who are you talking to?
Fred, you don't know what you're talking about. Next time you try to kiss a girl, don't give her CPR.
Okay. I'm not a spy from the future.
You are an idiot from the past.
I am not a spy from the future. You got me wrong.
Okay. So then teach me.
I did not
move.
Use my time machine to bring me back to this world.
You know, this is going bad.
Oh my god! It's the combustion man!
No, Sparky Sparky Boom Man!
Sparky Sparky Boom Man, I like that! Oh dear god!
Run away! It's the big boom guy.
I don't know,
he looks tall and handsome.
You should go make out with him, Fred.
Oh my gosh, it's such a good idea.
Use your Scottish charm.
You there, go make out with him. Young skinny boy, go make out with him.
Me?
I won't touch. Yes.
Okay, I can definitely make out with myself. It's a little hard.
Ring ring, this is Azula to May. Azula to May.
Azula to May.
Hello.
Hey, May, so how's Fred doing?
Fine.
Oh, he still hasn't called me back.
Oh my god.
Wait, who's being...
He bought bagpipes, so... I don't know.
Well, tell him, like... Somehow tell him to get back according to plan. Sheesh, do you want me to... firebend his butt? With blue fire?
You know, I really don't care.
Oh no, it's Azula! Why can I hear her talking?
It's just the attractive one they call Azula.
What's happening?
We're on a phone call. Shut up.
Okay.
Earthbend attack. Wow. Hiya.
Levántense, por favor.
Bien español.
Wow. Hello?
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
Sokka runs just right up to the combustion man, throws a rock at him, and then...
It's Spocky Spocky
him.
Boom! How you doing, Spocky Spocky Boom? Long time no see.
I'm doing just fine, Fred.
Whoa!
Man, you sound like an old lady giving birth to him.
Your voice has changed.
I know! It happened like
a... That
oh, sounds painful.
Yeah,
it wasn't too bad
sad.
After the first week.
I'm gonna have to edit that out anyway.
Oh my god.
Dude, can we end
You're
this
confuzzled.
Somehow? This is the worst ever.
I'm confuzzled.
This isn't the worst ever. It has Fred in it. And True. Fred is amazing.
True.
Start over.
Hey, Tom, make off with Sokka.
Yeah, I mean... coming out with soccer are gonna lightning you.
Sure.
For some reason.
You better
Wait,
not
what
be
happened?
On any lipstick, though.
Whoa. Isn't she blind?
No one died. The fact
Isn't she
was...
blind? How can she
oh,
make
yeah,
out
you're right.
with
Sokka?
She's blind.
Why don't you just go make out with her?
How can you make out with a blind
Pressure's
girl?
Pressure's on you, Sokka.
Did you just
Top,
ask
just got
how you
question.
Can get with a blind girl? Well, it's very easy. Aang, get over here.
No. Please, no. I'm gonna run now.
Oh my god!
Sokka, you're up.
Cat Aang has been dead.
Aang, don't do it.
Oh yeah, Cat Aang just got killed.
Sokka,
right now.
Sokka, you're
oh,
up.
Oh my god!
Where is Katara?
Ooh, this entertainment is horrible.
I don't know.
Joe!
Oh.
What, you think we're putting on a show?
I'm right here! Katara's in the house! Katara's in the house!
Katara, are you there?
I'm right here!
Katara, let's make out again.
Sure!
Oh, boy.
Wow, you guys really know how to prepare for an invasion.
He's I'm quite right the here. Player!
This is the best way for playing an invasion.
Temptatious.
He's quite the player now.
Sokka. Sokka, go pissed off. Why don't you?
Yeah, you know what? I think that, like, they should totally throw it. They should have, like, Tailaka.
Okay, shut up. If this segment's not going anywhere, I'm closing it.
Don't close it. We're that cool.
I was in the middle of a phone call.
Fredzula.
Yeah, Fredzula.
We need Fredzula.
Yeah, me. I didn't hang up on you yet, eh? I mean,
okay,
yeah.
Then. Okay, so we're still talking. Okay.
I'm gonna hook up with Tylee. I mean, call her. Yeah.
Hook up?
Yeah. Oh, that is hot.
What?
No! Don't make me come over there, Fred.
No, what'd you say?
Make Azula come over here, because Azula is hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my lightning is hot.
Oh, my God. Fun? Oh, my God.
Oh, this conversation is getting boring. I'm gonna hang up on you.
Come on, Fredzula. You know you like Fredzula.
Okay, that's all for this impromptu. I let that go way too long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time for the
mailbag. I didn't understand half of what was going on.
Mailbag segment is where I'll answer questions you guys send in on Avatar and address address comments on the podcast. You can send questions to podcast.guifang.net. We've got 5, I think, this week. I hate when I don't leave a number for myself. Okay, first, whoever feels like going.
I'll go. Branko writes, the revelation of Zuko...
No.
Whoa, whoops, wrong one. KC writes, well, the episode was amazing. It was what I was expecting out of season 3. I did enjoy the tangy part at the end. However, I'm more surprised that Iroh still had the crown than Zuko being Roku's grandson.
Yeah, yeah, that was for 306, by the way.
I'm like dyslexic or something.
Yeah, you are.
That's why I read the short one.
What was it? Oh, the tangy part at the end. Oh, let me emphasize this part right now. And I've been planning to say this for a while. The reason that Aang didn't go up and hold Katara's hand and Katara held Toph's hand and Toph held Sokka's hand is because that would ruin the point of the scene. The point of the scene was friendship. And Aang and Katara, or Sokka and Toph, would have literally ruined the scene. It was trying to emphasize the friendship point of view. And so that way there's no shipping in that at all. And that's what Elizabeth was clearly trying to illustrate in there. And... still surprised Iroh stole the crown. Yeah, it's interesting how Iroh got that.
Must have been excavating.
Excavating, yes. Iroh was...
especially in prison.
He was bored one day.
He probably was carrying around with him for a while.
Yeah.
And Zuko being... Zuko being Iroh's, Roku's grandson's really surprising. I don't know. That's very surprising. Okay, next one, whoever feels like reading.
I'll read it. Branko writes, the revelation of Zuko's ancestry regarding Avatar Roku introduces numerous questions, including, what does it say about Zuko's relation to Aang? Since Aang is the reincarnation of Roku as the Avatar, does it make him Zuko's great-grandfather in some way? Does it suggest any familiar ties between them at all? I can't read. Could it also explain Zuko's hallucinatory dream in The Earth King, where he sees himself with Aang's face? Here's one important question you should not leave out. Aang remains ignorant to the revelation by the end of the episode, so why is it important he not know about the connection between he and Zuko?
Okay, Aang and Zuko are not related. Let's just go.
No, they are not.
Yeah, it's because Roku is Aang, it doesn't mean that they share relationships.
Genetically.
They are not related.
They're connected spiritually. They're not connected...
yeah.
And, like,
it's,
family.
Exactly. It's a spiritual thing. So, basically, Zuko's with Aang's face wasn't really about their connection at all, and...
good observation, though.
I don't think...
didn't think of that.
I don't think Aang is remaining ignorant at the end of 306. He does share it. Roku could have been illustrating several points there, and it wasn't necessarily that Aang and Zuko had to be the best of friends. It didn't necessarily have to be that. So really, I don't think Aang was ignorant at the end. I don't know if that much was being emphasized by Roku, other than that, here's what you need to know because history repeats itself. And maybe that's it. Any other comments on that?
Well, nope. Aang and Zuko's friendship is... if they've been having little spouts of it, like in...
No, it's non-existent, in my opinion.
Yeah, Aang and Zuko have never been friends.
In the Blue Spirit and such, but no. I think it's going to play some sort of a role in the finale.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is, definitely. That's... Well, but I don't think Aang and Zuko are going to talk ever again. Like, I think they've said their last lines to each other.
The friendship between Aang and Zuko is going to play a part in Zuko redeeming himself in the finale.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to play a part in Zuko and Aang's whatever relationship. They don't really have a relationship.
I don't think they're necessarily going to be together, but they're going to acknowledge each other as...
Yeah, they're going to...
It could be like, and I'm doing the Harry Potter thing again, but it could be like the end of Harry Potter with the Snape and Harry thing.
No.
Did you read that?
No, that's not it. That's not it at all. That's completely different. Okay,
no, they hated each other, but they're still, like, kind of friends.
It's completely different, because that had 6 books before it. Okay,
I'm not talking about... Oh, Dylan.
Yeah, you have the whole history. I can talk about that. But Zutarian for Life writes, and you already know it's about email, sorry, Zutarian, but... Hi, I have a few things to say after listening to this week's rant podcast. I understand you're mad, because 306, 310 aired in the UK way earlier than they're supposed to in the US, but I believe you're taking it too far. You can't control the fandom into not watching these episodes. The fandom will take in any spoiler good they can get. I can understand not wanting to listen to the spoiler talk or etc., but yelling over them watching is kind of overreacting. P.S. We don't wait 3 months for new episodes, only one, because 310-3 are almost at the end of November, beginning of December. Okay. First of all, you're lucky I put this on because you're very rude in the middle, and I took out the rude parts of this. So, basically, obviously the fandom's gonna clamor over spoilers, but that just means we all have no self restraint, and I'm including myself in this. Yes, no, I cannot control the fandom, but I also have a big influence in the fandom with this podcast, and I'm going to get mad if we do something stupid. I mean, I feel it's my duty, actually. And I understand that spoilers are good, but if when you get 3 whole episodes early, that's not good. I mean, you can hold yourself until the week after. You really can.
And if you can't, then you're pretty screwed.
Yeah, and Joe can't talk about any of this. And, yeah, we don't wait 3 months for new episodes. Yeah, you kinda do. I'm assuming 310, 311 is going to air early in the UK, which would mean that if it aired sometime next week, then it would be like 3 months out to wait. And that's what I was assuming at the time, and I still think it's going to happen. And I'm hoping it doesn't, and that it airs in the US first. Yeah, basically, I have no problems with the rant I had last time. Okay.
Pokey Rose.
No. Joe's not. Joe, you're not reading it. Someone else.
Oh, yes, I am.
Jake is reading it.
Dear podcast crew, podcast number 16 was super awesome. I love the episode discussion for 306, and Kevin's segment about cosplaying was really interesting. I really admire you guys, especially because you're teens or college kids who are running websites and podcasts for all of us to enjoy. Before I get to my question, I'd like to throw out a suggestion for a new segment called Dissing Joe. You guys do it so much that it would just come natural. And I never laugh harder than when Dylan says, "Shut up, Joe." Think about it. Anyway, on to my question. You guys did a great job with the episode discussion for 306. As I've said, but I still have one question lurking inside my head. And that is, how do you think Zuko will react in the long term to the identity of his second great-grandfather, Roku? I think that Maybe his desire for answers will lead him to the search for his mother we've heard about. What do you guys think?
Basically. Well, first of all, this is one of my favorite emails of all time, actually.
This is a great email.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dissing Joe would be a really good segment. I would love that.
Yeah, except you get owned, man. You
great
know.
Idea, Pokey.
No, I would.
Yes.
Yeah, yo, we'll do it right now, after conclusion segment. No. Everyone versus me. We'll see how it turns out.
I've already beat you
oh
in
my god, Joe,
we
destroy you.
Yeah, and...
You wouldn't destroy me. I destroyed you.
Joe, shut up.
No.
Joe, there's like five of us and one of you.
Joe, shut
yeah.
up. Joe, seriously, let me answer. Well, yeah, I kind of do say shut up, Joe, too much. But, yeah, some people it's funny all the time, some people it's annoying. It's truthful, though. And as for the question, you summed it up exactly. I think Zuko reacting to the long-term identity of second great-grandfather Roku, it's pretty much what it's going to do. He's going to want answers, and that's what's going to prompt him to searching for Ursa. Exactly. I think that's where dead on. You guys?
Yep.
Yes.
I agree
pretty much.
With
yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
I don't agree with the word he said.
Okay, next
oh my
email.
God.
Next email.
This man's a liar.
No.
I'm going to read it.
Eric writes, in episode 307, the Fire Nation already knows Toph's ability to bend metal when they put her in a wooden prison cell. How do you think the Sparky Sparky Boom Man learned about this, or did the writers just put that in there without thinking about that part of it? P.S. Don't you just love this episode? It is my personal favorite because of watching Toph gamble with Aang's
song. Oh my god.
Okay, first this was sent, like, literally right when we were recording, so it's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. How do they know about Toph's metal bending?
I think it's just something he knew, like...
Yeah, the Combustion Man kind of knows all, I think. That's more of what they're trying to come across. Mm-hmm. He's more of an
ominous.
It's 1:30 in the morning, okay. And,
omnipotent.
Yeah, so... I don't think it was just anything. No, they don't know about Toph's metal bending. It's just that... Combustion Man knows all, and we're not going to see any more of a background for him. We're not going to see why he knows all, but whatever. And, yeah, I didn't like the episode. I mean, if you took this from a point of view that wasn't mine, it was probably a good episode, but... From just the fact that I learned about this whole deep meaning behind the finale just before it kind of destroys the episode for me.
But you can have that big, deep meaning in all its glory, but you can also have these cool little talk again episodes.
Not during 307. I would have accepted this any time before now, but it's 307.
They have time for everything. Put things in their place.
You'll see what I mean during...
Dylan's never happy. Dylan's never happy.
Overcritical.
I said I was content with with what's going to happen during the finale.
No.
I'm going to be amazingly happy with the finale. Okay, and...
He's going to cry.
Okay. Only to be disappointed.
I might. Okay, any more comments? Random comments?
Okay.
No, I win.
No, Joe doesn't win. And, okay, let's move on to our closing. Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. Send questions to us, podcast.thing.net. Send this question right after our mailbag segment. And, yeah, keep those mailbag questions coming. And thoughts on the episode, anything you want to send. I've been your main host for today. Co-hosts have been many people. So I have to say them all. Jake, Jody, Melanie, Joe, Ruth, AJ was on, and did I miss anyone? Abby. We can ignore Abby though. And technical director is AJ Kevin. Musical remix is by Luke Tripp. I edited this whole podcast, and Dao Mufang is owned by Jake. Next podcast, interesting. We're either gonna record it another late night one, or I may just do a Monday one, depending.
Not a Monday one.
Hopefully not a Monday one. But,
yeah, no Mondays, man.
My schedule is screwed this week. So, and next week, I'm going to continue obsessing over the Avatar State, no Avatar State. We're gonna have a huge discussion on 308, because that's gonna be, we're gonna argue about the science of what's gonna be talked about in 308, because Maurice got very technical with me in chat, and he said how what's presented in 308 doesn't make any sense, so we'll see about that. And we're gonna start hopefully for the first of our prompt-to segments. So basically what Jake did is,
dun, dun, dun.
He said, we have our most successful segment ever here in the impromptu. So why don't I just reverse that and take the exact opposite of it? So we're going to be doing an impromptu that is scripted. So yeah.
We're going to be
writing an impromptu. So literally everyone's going to have lines and we're just going to be reading off the lines. So I'm going to write a third of it. Melanie and Jody are going to write a third of it, and Jake's going to write a third of it. So hopefully that won't be too sucky.
What, I don't get to write any of it?
No, you're not special
enough. I don't either.
No, definitely not Joe.
Definitely not Joe.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So,
hey, I like tried to keep it alive. You guys are just like sitting there like it's math class.
Oh, hey, you don't get to write it either.
Yeah. Okay, so some interesting stuff next week, and once we start getting past 310, I can bring up a lot of more topics, because I really want to bring up some interesting stuff here. I want to get back to genetics, actually. I'm really excited. We had two whole podcasts on that. I really want to get back to genetics. Okay.
Ooh.
But, yeah, that's pretty boring anyway, so whatever, we'll see about that.
Are you going to teach us about Gregor Mendel and the Punnett Squares again?
I already taught you guys
Punnett
about
Square.
That already.
I love the Punnett Square.
Guys, if you want to learn about the Punnett Squares, listen to the 4th and 5th podcast. I talked about that for
Yeah, why don't you do a whole history about Gregor Mendel to follow up on it, man?
I'll do that.
Oh my
That's
word.
That's going to be our special next week, Punnett Squares.
Oh, that was like 7th grade.
Yeah, okay, so see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, whoa, unison bye. One,
unison
two,
bye.
Three.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.